Exclusive. Donald Trump, First Lady Melania would be Jackie O times 20 if I were Democrat. By Alexander Marlowe, Matthew Boyle, Amanda House, and Charlie Spiring on March 12, 2019. President Donald Trump pointed to media bias against First Lady Melania Trump on Monday, in an exclusive interview with Breitbart News. If Ivanka Trump were a Democrat or a liberal Democrat, even better, she'd be the toast of the world, the president said. Same thing with our great First Lady, who people love by the way. If our First Lady, if I were a Democrat instead of a Republican, she'd be Jackie O times 20. Instead, they go after her. Trump was referring to President John F. Kennedy's wife Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis, frequently nicknamed Jackie O after she became a world-famous celebrity and fashion icon in the United States. Trump was disgusted by the hashtag fake Melania conspiracy that trended on Twitter after the president and the first lady went to visit people affected by the deadly tornadoes in Alabama. News outlets including ABC's The View highlighted unverified Twitter claims featuring distorted photos of Trump and Melania to suggest that the first lady had a body double spend that time with the president. First Lady Melania Trump spokeswoman, Stephanie Grisham, blasted the segment. The First Lady and the President traveled to Alabama to pay their respects and comfort victims of the tornado devastation, Grisham wrote on Twitter. In typical fashion, The View chooses to laugh in the face of tragedy. Shameful. President Trump said that the First Lady was moved by the stories in the wake of the storms and wanted to join him. The tornadoes were horrible, but she wanted to go. And I said, good, let's go, he said, referring to the First Lady. And we went to pay our respects. It was a horrible thing. One woman lost 10 people in her family because I saw all the people who were affected. The president was moved by the number of Alabama citizens who came out to show their support during the visit. Many wore Trump campaign Make America Great Again hats and waved signs of support. We went to Alabama and from the airplane to the site where the tornado was, there were people lined up 5 deep. You saw the pictures, he said. I mean like thousands and thousands of people from the plane all the way out to the site. It was like a Fifth Avenue parade. Alexander Marlowe is the editor-in-chief of Breitbart News. Matthew Boyle is the Washington political editor of Breitbart News. Amanda House is the deputy political editor of Breitbart News. And Charlie Spiring is the senior White House correspondent for Breitbart News.